Thanks for joining us for a thought from God's Word on a plain path.
Well, happy Labor Day to you, and I hope today for you is a wonderful day. I hope today is that last day of summer for a lot of people. We spend today just taking one more break from work and hopefully getting to relax and maybe having one last cookout of the summer, spending time with our family, maybe watching a parade, whatever the case may be. I hope you have a wonderful Labor Day. But today is also a chance for us to really step back for a moment and celebrate and remember the achievements of the American worker. And that's what Labor Day is history is really based founded upon. Think about the men and women who have given and sacrificed and labored to really build up a country as wonderful as what we have today. And on the sweat of men's brows and the strain of their back, God has really blessed our country. But in truth, I thought about today being called Labor Day. And while we take today to remember the works of people previous to us, I thought about our labor as Christians. And while we remember the work of others during Labor Day in the American workforce, in the Christian workforce, there's also somebody who is watching our achievements in the Christian life, in our service to Him. And I thought about 2 Corinthians 5:9, and it says this, "Wherefore we labor, that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of Him." And it's just a good reminder to me that while today we remember the achievements of the American worker, may I say one day I want to stand before my Savior and I want to give Him a life of service and achievements, not for my own self, but to be able to glorify Him with my life. Wherefore, we labor.
May God bless you today as we continue together on a plain path.